section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
You are about to enter the dirty stalls of a Burnsman IP. This podcast is for mature audiences only. The views and opinions expressed on this show are usually rude, crude, and offensive, and should not be associated with our guests and sponsors in any way. Please proceed to the first available stall and prepare for takeoff.
Welcome, everyone, to another gripping episode of It Burns When I Pee, the number one podcast for roots music, adult comedy, and interviews. The podcasting god, Blake Clayton, along with his revolving group of co-hosts, are preparing for launch. Please adjust your volume, remove all morals and values, and prepare yourself for what we like to call auditory dysentery. We go live in
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Mission control to podcasting god, you are clear to proceed. I repeat, you are clear to proceed.
Well, the day is getting shorter, the nights are getting long. Can't you feel it coming on?
To another episode of It Burns When I Pee, and I have with me Jared, Liz, and Guido, Urban Pioneers. And it's official because Guido's on the t-shirt.
Yeah,
on the new t-shirt.
T-shirt official.
He has to be in the interview.
Still hasn't changed his occupation to being in the band yet.
I can't figure it out. Facebook stuff's too complicated.
Well, we're here in Pekin, Illinois at the High Note, as always. Thanks to Chad for letting us invade his space and do stuff. You guys are on tour right now. And just got done with Muddy Roots.
Yeah.
Well, what was you've done every Muddy Roots, right? So far, or the first
almost
the first
Guido
one?
Has done every one of the cookbooks.
So how was this year's, in a nutshell?
Wet.
Yeah.
It was awesome though.
It was awesome.
It rains a lot.
I heard it was a really good time, but this is the first year in 3 years we didn't go, and when I saw a river underneath a tent, I was just like, wow, that's intense.
Yeah, it was so intense.
People lost stuff.
And it was outside the tents and under the tents and in the tents.
Yeah,
tents were floating down the river.
Nice.
Casualties.
So, as most everybody knows, the Broken Band has disbanded, and this obviously gives you guys time to focus on the Urban Pioneers. Do you ever think about joining another band, or is the Urban Pioneers the focus now, and you have goals set for Urban Pioneers?
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of things that we want to accomplish. Like, pretty much, we already have next year planned out, so...
Yeah. Right now, the focus is definitely Urban Pioneers. Like, we're trying to stay on tour as much as we can and still stay sane, like, with, like, some days at home here and there. But we're trying to, like, it's a brand new band. Like, we're putting in a lot of work. You know, that's the main focus. It would be dumb for us to ever say that, oh, we're never going to do anything again.
Sure.
Like, I'm not playing bass right now, and I know I'm gonna miss it.
Sure.
So...
Question off later on.
I mean, if something comes together, like, stuff just kind of happens like that. Like, you just come across people and times work out right, and it just really works out well like that. If we end up finding some guitar player that, you know, wanted to do, like, some gypsy jazz stuff or something like that, I mean, I know Liz would like to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that would just be, like, a side project, like, you know, something else. Like, the focus is definitely Urban Pioneers.
It's, you know, and it's obviously an emotional thing to, you know, stop touring with Jake and James, but you got to be excited about the stuff you have going on there.
Yeah. We didn't miss a beat. Like, as soon as the Broken Band disbanded, I mean, even before the Broken Band disbanded, we were staying really busy with Urban Pioneers. Any downtime we had with the Broken Band, we were doing Urban Pioneers as much as we could. So, like, we didn't miss a beat. Like, it's upsetting. It's the whole bittersweet, and, like, everybody's, you know, had their rants on how they feel about the Broken Band and how they're going to miss it and stuff. And I'm going to miss it too greatly. But it was a pretty easy transition for us to just, you know, just keep going. And
right, because you'd already started
the
ball rolling.
Yeah, we had the momentum going.
Thank God. So,
it's not like you just stopped and went, okay, now what do we do? Let's start from scratch.
Yeah, we didn't have to start from scratch. So
with Guido joining the band, obviously, you're not with Cutthroat anymore.
No.
In
10 years is enough.
10 years, but... But one of the questions I had, I know you really dig old cars and refurbishing, is that what you would call them?
Yeah, restoring.
Restoring. I'm not a car guy, so refurbishing is my, you know. But how did you get into your interest in old cars?
Oh, my father. That's been like his second job. He's always built and sold old cars and restored stuff, and he's into old muscle cars, all the Mopar stuff.
What's your favorite? Is there a specific one that you just, or one of those ones you would like to have?
I'm just more, there's so many, they're so awesome in their own way.
Sure.
It's just like pretty much anything pre-60. One form or another.
It's kind of like asking a musician, like, who their favorite band is. It's kind of, it's the same kind of...
Depends what mood you're in.
Right, exactly. So, at the Weekender, you guys had a life-changing experience, and you proposed to Liz.
Yeah.
Was it a shock for you? Did you have any idea what was going
to
happen?
I thought Jake was about to say that the Broken Band was disbanding, and I was kind of upset because I was, like, on a high.
Sure.
I was like, now I'm going to deal with a bunch of crying people. This is, like, that's what I thought was going on. So, yeah, it was very surprising. And you know what? Everyone in the audience knew but me, so that's pretty... amazing.
I didn't know. That's what I thought was happening too. Like Jake stepped back and was like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, Jake's gonna make the announcement. I was like, now he's gonna make Jared make the announcement.
Right. Somebody else do it now.
Shocker.
So the first Urban Pioneers album, Addicted to the Road, you guys released it. Are there thoughts on a time frame of a new album or?
Yeah, we definitely have enough material almost to do a new album.
We're writing a lot. I'm hoping to at least have enough material and, like, start working on all that material and get it ready to record by this winter. Like, that,
yeah.
I'd,
we wanted
I'd really
to wait
like
for Guido to, you know, learn everything. Because we were in the studio doing a couple of recordings for a split with the Freeborn Brothers from Poland. And we could have done, like, three or four, but we wanted it to, like, be what he would do on that
sure.
one.
Yeah, we want like Guido to be like in the band, be a part of the band, record sure. with the band. Because like, yeah, I mean, like that's kind of an issue, man. If you're in a band and like you're not on the recordings, it's weird. It's strange, I feel.
Yeah.
Like you're autographing other people's stuff. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's weird.
So, you know, joining a new band, having, you know, obviously you've been playing bass a long time, so picking up songs is not an issue, but is there a different feel or a different way you go about playing the bass with them as opposed to, you know, like Cutthroat or some of the other bands you played with?
Yeah, like, I was in Cutthroat, like I said, for 10 years, and sure. we all, like, grew up together and, like, learned to play together and sure. whatnot. And we really didn't have any sort of blues influence in our songs. There's no, like, bluesy walks and stuff, but with these guys, I can do that more. It's a lot of my elements, so I'm learning a little bit.
Awesome. So, Liz, you're on the road. You and Jared have been touring together for quite a few years now.
Five years now. I think.
Oh, my God.
So, what is your biggest pet peeve with Jared on the road?
Oh, wow.
She's like, the list.
We're really doing this on camera right now. It's about to go down.
It comes back around. Don't
worry. Biggest pet peeve with Jared on the road? I don't know if I can answer that.
A lot of them.
No, I can't.
I guess ask because, you know, I'm married, and to be on the road,
you asked that question. Yeah.
Well, I know, but I'm just trying to get a different perspective of being on the road. Because you're obviously,
you can't just go into. It used to be him clipping his nails in the car. I just can't. That's a pet peeve of mine.
You're good. That's not. So.
But now I've gotten over it because you just have to adapt to annoying things and you just have to get over it. Otherwise, you shouldn't tour.
And then, Jared, name one pet peeve yours, of Liz's.
I actually like really have to think hard about it. I can't really think of anything. Liz is on it. She loses a lot of stuff.
I do lose a lot of things.
We're about to open this up.
I've noticed that. Yeah,
she loses a lot of stuff.
I carry the cigarettes.
She doesn't have any pockets. We need to install pockets on her dress. Because I always carry the cigarettes, her phone, her wallet. Like, my pockets are just full. And I lost my suspenders in my ears, and now my pants are back.
I was going to say, that's why you wear the suspenders. Is because you get all of this stuff in. So if there's any dressmakers out there,
I need pockets.
Liz can be the spokesman for some fashionable style dress with pockets.
Yeah, you know, just make a skirt like this and have deep pockets in it.
Liz pocket for cigarettes.
I don't carry a purse, so.
So Guido, I've always been intrigued by your bass. It has like the tiki design on the back. How did you come about getting that bass? Was it custom made or did you see it one time? And
it's a really in-depth story, but I actually ordered a different bass from King Bass there, and they said it'd take like 3 months, and it took like 8 months. And finally I just called and aggravated enough. They were like, hey kid, if we send you this bass in our showroom, would you shut the hell up? More or less. So I aggravated them enough that they sent me their show bass that showed off all the custom stuff they do, like sure. the zebra wood, and it's pinstriped and has like a diamond shaped tail piece. And
how long have you had it? Neck.
A while.
Wow.
I don't know, probably about 5 years.
Is it nice? Is it nice not having to carry your bass around?
Dude, my load-in is a banjo, a guitar, and a backpack. It's awesome.
You're like urban pioneers forever.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, now that you guys are engaged, do you have a tentative date for the wedding?
No, we have so many things we got to get done.
We got a lot to do.
We still live with Jared's mom right now. We got to move out and get our own place. We're trying to save up just to buy land.
Sure.
So we can just start from raw, you know. So we got to do that first. And I'm not like, we got to do this now.
Right.
I know it's going to happen. It's going to be exactly the same as it is and has been. So.
Were you nervous at all?
Yeah, I was really nervous. I tripped over the microphone, and the microphone like hit me in the face.
I hope somebody's getting this on camera.
He took the mic off and started walking, and the cord was still wrapped around the stand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm an idiot. So, Liz, I'm getting married.
Classy.
So, what do you think? How would you describe the feel of the new material you're working on? Is it way out from the first album, or is it staying somewhat?
The first album just came about because we were planning a tour to go down to Florida to get my bass, sure. the night bass that I had built for the Broken Man. So we were planning a tour with Urban Pioneers to go to Florida and back, and we needed something to sell. So we like wrote a bunch of dumb songs really fast, and that's kind of, and we just went into the studio and like recorded them really fast. And I like dumb songs, I like silly songs and stuff like that. But we have more time now to work on this album.
Yeah.
And we're like reaching out. Like I want the Urban Pioneers to reach out in like all the influences that are in my head, like from like, all, you know, like sure. both kinds, country and western.
Sure.
Like, there's like a couple like kind of western swing type songs, and there's like the Ray Price type songs, mm-hmm. and just like a rockabilly type song, and there's a lot of banjo songs in there too. But like we're just, I don't know, I just want it to be diverse, you know.
Sure.
I want to do everything.
And the last, I guess, relationship question. I apologize, but there they go. You know, but you know, obviously you're gonna get married at some point, and I would think starting a family and touring are obviously gonna. Have you guys thought that far ahead, or are you still just kind of right here?
Not having kids.
No. Okay. But that's well. See, now we know. Now
yeah.
everybody knows.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
Wheels like good. I don't have to sit next to a car seat with the face. You know.
You know. Can you watch our kid?
That would be an awesome
be
album
great.
Cover.
Yeah.
That would be an awesome album cover. I think. I don't know.
That's too funny.
And the last one, you guys have your website up now.
Yeah.
And you did all the design on it, right?
Yeah.
You know you're in a relationship with a website design major when it changes like every month. It's like new wallpaper.
It's
no, it's fun. I'm like, what is it going to be this time?
Right. Yeah. Now that I know how to do that, I can, man, it's kind of like a lot of power to be able to just create a website
sure.
or whatever you want to do. That's wild.
Wallpaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. You change the wall.
So like remember how like on MySpace it was super awesome if you found code. Like
yeah.
you can make a different background every day.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit more high tech now though. So the schooling is being put to use now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you close to being done with school? Or?
I think I got another year left. But I keep putting it off because every time like we go to like Europe and we're going to Brazil in April and stuff like that, I like take all that time
sure.
off. So it's probably going to be a little bit more than a year.
All right.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
We need
yeah.
the money.
Yeah. So what is the website? And this is obviously folks can go get merchandise with the new t-shirts with Weedle on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And a copy of the album and find all your tour dates. What's the website?
UrbanPioneersMusic.com.
All right. Jared, Liz, Weedle, thank you guys very much. I love hanging out with you guys. And it's always great to see you. And I'm glad to see the three of you guys together. I'm really
yeah.
excited to see you here. So. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. And he rides away and listens.
My neighborhood stretches Chattanooga to Port Orchard to Wisconsin and on down to Abilene. My worldly possessions either sold them or lost them. Traded them in to see something that we ain't never seen. If heaven ain't as pretty as the view from my windshield, I ain't going. You can quote me in the song. I'll be way on top of the mountain, up so high you won't see me. There I'll be the apparition in the fog. Tides can turn and you can find yourself alone. Reach your hand out to the ones you used to shit upon. And if heaven ain't as pretty as that little stretch of 40, I ain't going. You can quote me in the song. I'll be way on top of the mountain, up so high you won't see me. There I'll be the apparition in the fall. So high you won't see me, there I'll be. sun in the fall.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.